This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Monday, March 4th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here is what caught my eye this morning. Headline: Snowbound Oregon man ate taco sauce packets, survived 5 days. Dateline Bend, Oregon, a man whose car was stranded in central Oregon snow for 5 days survived by eating taco sauce packets and starting the engine periodically to warm up. A snowmobiler found Jeremy Taylor, who's 36, on Friday, and a search and rescue team member who rode to him on a large snow tractor brought him out of the woods. That's according to a Deschutes County Sheriff's Office spokesman. Taylor, an avid outdoorsman who loves to go off-roading, was last seen getting gas on February 24th in Sun River. He told his rescuers he and his dog, Allie, became stuck in deep snow on a U.S. Forest Service road later that same day. He slept in his car, and when he woke Monday, more snow had fallen. He attempted to hike out, but the snow was too deep, so Taylor and Allie returned to the car. He said, "Thank you, everyone. I'm safe. My Allie dog is safe. I really appreciate all of the help. Got lucky. Let's never do that again. I'll be in touch with everyone soon," he wrote on his Facebook page late on Friday. He did not respond to a message sent through Facebook on Saturday from the Associated Press. In response to a friend's Facebook comment about how he ate 3 Taco Bell hot sauce packets during the ordeal, he joked, and I quote, "Taco Bell fire sauce saves lives." Now, Taylor and his dog were both in good health when found, but they were very hungry. Central Oregon, if you're not aware, has been hammered with snowstorms in recent weeks. Now, this has been the feel-good story of the weekend. Am I here to ruin it? Let's find out. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. So this dude is described as an avid outdoorsman. Let me just ask a few questions here. Now, if you're a good outdoorsman, aren't you a little better prepared to go off-roading in the deep snow? For instance, didn't you check the forecast? Because clearly, it snowed a lot more. Why don't you have, I don't know, food, water, blankets, things like that? You know, survival things in your car if you're an avid outdoorsman and you're planning on going off-roading in the snow. And by the way, avid as a descriptor doesn't mean someone actually knows what they're doing. What, in more cases than not, it means they really like telling people that they do that sort of thing. Oh, he's an avid outdoorsman. That means he likes telling people he's an outdoorsman. And Taco Bell, they got a ton of free advertising for this. So, briefly, the area around Bend, Oregon, I've been to Bend, Oregon once in my life, and not far from Bend is Crater Lake National Park. And my experience with the weather there is a friend of mine and I went up to Crater Lake, and we pulled off on one of the observation points around the crater. And we were looking out at the lake and we're like, wow, this is really cool. And I turned around and looked and I saw this wall of clouds headed in our general direction. I said, that does not look good. So we wrapped it up, got in the car, and then it started to rain. And then it started to hail. And it was an amazing storm that came through and just plowed the area around Crater Lake. We ended up going to the visitor center and check the forecast. It wasn't going to let up, so we left. This guy supposedly is from that area. He should know the weather is crazy there. He should know what's going on with that. And while I'm really, really glad that he's okay, and I'm really glad his dog is okay, let this be a warning to everybody else who's planning on doing something like this. Pack enough stuff so that if you get stranded, you can survive for several days without someone coming to get you. Or maybe just don't do it in the first place. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm waving through the glass. Somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey,
got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy. Like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy, satisfy your soul. Hey, I got a thing.